Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we discuss the times many people found themselves naked, accidentally.
And my skirt got caught on a stray nail, causing a massive rip in the back of my skirt.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Wix are telling me to tell you that right now you can get up to 50% off bespoke kitchen units. You can shop online, in-store, or on their brilliant app. 50% off. That's a really, really good deal.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, I like that.
From the rooftops, isn't it?
Imagine walking into your kitchen and only having half the kitchen units that you've got now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it would look like.
Yeah.
Bang, now you've got a full kitchen.
Amazing.
Excellent work, Wix. I love it. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250. As we play, and this is my first time, I believe, Ben had a go in my absence.
Yeah.
Hey, good looking. What you got hooking?
Yeah, don't worry about it, Dave, because it's quite familiar.
I am worried,
it's a familiar mechanic, I think you'll
find. It's not two songs smashed together, is it?
Well, don't just jump to that conclusion. There's more to it than that. As you know, I'm a dab hand in the kitchen, and
yes.
I just love cooking up a storm.
Yes.
But I need my music while I make. As you know, Absolute Radio is where real music matters, with one breakfast show and nine different playlists, so I'm spoilt for choice.
Of course.
So much so that sometimes I just can't choose which beats I'm cooking up. I have two smart speakers in my kitchen. Sometimes they're both playing at the same time.
Got it.
If you can identify the two songs I'm playing at the same time, you'll win the gift card. It's as simple as that, my little Heston Blumen darling of a man.
Lovely. Okay, Matt Dyson, so it is basically two songs put together, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So Matt is in his kitchen. Matt the Bear Dyson, as he's known, is cooking something up. Can you identify these two separate songs?
Freak out, yo! I do a bit of scratching when I'm in the kitchen as well, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
Full transparency, I thought I'd played the reveal clip by accident there. You can do it. I know you can. Identify the two bands or artists involved in what Matt was cooking up in the kitchen there. You can win the gift card. All you need to do first, though, is give us a tinkle.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Let's get down to Wixie business, shall we? You're playing for a gift card worth £250. It's a game named Hey Good Looking, What You Got Hooking. Matt the Bear Dyson, that's a Disney Plus reference, one of the greatest television programmes ever made, by the way, The Bear. Dyson is cooking up a storm in the Absolute Radio kitchen, but with two songs playing at once, what's he like? Klutz.
Madness.
Correctly identify them to win. Joining us on line one, we have Wayne in Cambridge. Hello there, Wayne.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along
Wayne.
To the show.
Morning, Wayne.
Wayne, tell everybody what you do for a living.
I'm a contract supervisor for a scaffold firm.
To the scaffolders!
Oh, blessed are the scaffolders.
Blessed are the scaffolders. To the scaffolders. Wayne, it's great having you on the show. So I'm going to play the clip again. So you just have to identify the two songs. Good luck. Here we go.
Yo.
I don't want to go too deep into it, but good question. Why is the scratching happening if you're listening to it on two separate smart speakers?
That's just something I just do. It's an effect I use on my CDJs,
right.
To be honest.
Because I was off last Friday, and I know Ben's more forgiving when he's in the hot seat,
and he
just let it slide because it's like not his gig.
This is definitely one of those mechanics you can't look too deeply into,
this
I think.
This is a mess. Wayne, it's your chance to win a gift card worth £250. Tell us the name of the two bands or artists.
Possibly two of my favourite bands. It's Kings of Leon, Sex is on Fire, and David Bowie and Queen of Under Pressure.
It is. Well done.
Yes, well done.
I suppose there's three bands and artists in there,
yes,
really.
Yes, there are. And I was under pressure in that kitchen, cooking up a storm.
Yes, you were. When you said the answer there, did you put on a DJ voice, Wayne? It was really good. I like what you did there.
I've been practicing. I was sort of about entering.
Would you want to do it again? I thought it was lovely. You're already better than me. You've only been on air for 35 seconds. Do it again. Give us the answer again. I liked it, Wayne.
Oh, I've got to do it without laughing. No, the answer is Kings of Leon, Sex is on Fire, with David Bowie and Queen Under Pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's good. Absolute
very
Radio.
Cool.
Yes.
He's very good.
Yeah, it's a good audition for Absolute Radio U, that
yes.
is.
Yes, enter on the website. Wayne, you've got your gift card. Have a great weekend ahead. We'll speak to you real soon.
Superb. Thanks very much.
Nicely done, man. Cheers, Wayne. That was all thanks to Wickes, where right now you can get up to 50% off bespoke kitchen units. Shop online, in store, or in the app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Happy Friday, y'all. Just trying that out for the new year. Shall I carry on with it, or?
Maybe save that for country. Absolute Radio Country. That'll go down well.
Okay,
on there,
for those of you out there listening on country, happy Friday, y'all. It's 11 minutes past seven. For all of us, whichever station you're listening to, it's Matt Dyson, the Social Ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Hello, everyone. The Brazilian 10 for Alien story. Have you seen this? This has developed over the week.
Yeah.
You've probably seen the grainy video footage from someone's phone of it's an island in Brazil. There was a 10 foot tall, what they said was an alien, just slowly wandering around on the top of this mountain. And it looked quite strange. The video footage wasn't great. They never zoomed in like they could have done quite easily, and you couldn't really tell.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons with Mr. Burns.
Yes, I bring you love.
Yeah, it's like the I bring you love.
Where he's been to the chiropractor. And
a very tall version of that.
I bring you peace. I love that episode so much. I watched it again recently with my daughter. Anyway, so that footage went viral all around the world. Everyone's speculating, what's this massive 10-foot alien? Peter Crouch got involved. He said he did a little joke saying, we're on a family holiday. Please respect our privacy at this time. Because the alien almost looked like he was doing the Peter Crouch robot dance on top of this hill.
Yeah.
But it turns out it is not an alien. I know you'll be shocked to hear this, but it is none other than Italian basketball player Felipe Motta.
Oh, I feel sorry for Felipe Motta.
I do,
imagine going on a hiking holiday and the world thinks you're an alien.
Yeah. Well, he plays for a Brazilian basketball club called Flamengo. And
I think we know who Felipe Motta plays for, mate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Gavirta.
Anna's got him coming up in the sport in 15 minutes.
So he says, imagine it being you on top of a hill and everyone's talking about you in the whole world. He said he went on a trail. He was looking on a hiking holiday. Went on a trail to enjoy nature and look at the view. And then people took a photo of me, sent it to the gossip page and called me strange. And he said, some things have to stop. So it's like, it was me on a hill. He's only 6'5", which is quite tall, but it's not 10-foot alien, is it?
So no, and also, the reason he looked like he was in a weird position is because he's got hiking poles in his hands.
Yes, so he's hiking, and probably stopping to have a picture taken. So it's nothing unusual there, and it wasn't an alien, which is great to clear that up, finally. The other clip this morning is, we've talked about it on the show before, be it the self-consciousness of eating on your own.
Oh, there's nothing self-conscious about eating alone. It's the greatest way to
Glenn eat. Moore does it quite a bit when he's out on tour, doesn't he?
I do it and I'm not even on tour.
He loved it, but most people feel a bit self-conscious. Well, the comedian Tom Laurinson has done a great video where he plays all the parts of how it feels to go to a restaurant on your own. Here it is.
Hiya, can I get a table, please? How many for? Just one? Just one? No one's with you? You're alone? Yeah. Right, I'm going to let you in this time, right, but no funny business. Okay, sit here. Ooh, here's your food. Now eat quick. Do I not get to choose what I eat? And no reading a book either. You can do that in your tent then, you freaky little backpacker. I'm not travelling either, I just need to eat alone. Oh, why, are you feeling sorry for yourself? No, you're freaking everyone else out in the restaurant. Isn't he everyone? Isn't he freaking you all out, eating alone? Yeah, he's freaking me and my son out. And don't even think about getting dessert. No one wants to see a sad old man eating ice cream.
Oh, excellent work.
Wants to see that. You do speed up.
What's that person called?
His name's Tom Laurinson.
Oh, well done,
it's just
Tom.
Amazing.
Nice,
excellent work. I'll share the full video for you so you can enjoy the full version. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
In just over 2 weeks' time, two people are going to win their very own radio station.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show presents Absolute Radio U.
And this week, we thought we would share with you some of the visions that have been shared with us via the website. Mm-hmm. Continue to do so. It is absoluteradio.co.uk/win. Now, the twist this year on Absolute Radio U is we're looking for a pairing. So it can be you and your best mate, your partner, a family member, a work colleague, whoever you think you bounce off the best. Then a rough idea of the concept you would like, the features you would do, the guests you would have, all that kind of stuff is welcome. Once again, absoluteradio.co.uk/win. Next week on the show, we're going to get some of our pairings on so we can see how they fare on air. There might be a few radio hoops to jump through for our competitors. I'm very excited about that. But for now, well, let me introduce you to Cliff Davison and Jay Scott. Cliff and Jay, which is a good name for a radio duo, isn't it? Cliff and Jay. You're locked in with Cliff and Jay. An Absolute Radio Fish Along.
Oh.
So you're big fans of Paul Whitehouse, Bob Mortimer,
Gone Fishing.
Gone Fishing,
yeah.
You introduced me to that show not too long ago.
So it's going to be like that gentle radio, is it? Oh, that sounds great.
Well, it says, Dave, we're both fishing mad and know that many Absolute Radio listeners and others also love their fishing.
Yes.
We would love a radio show dedicated to following a passion for life on, by and around the water.
Ooh.
Our station would include chat, humour and music that evokes memories of special moments on the beach, cruising by boat, out by the lake, or somewhere nearby, keeping listeners informed whilst listening between fishing sessions. So they're thinking Simple Minds Waterfront. It's Cliff and Jay. You're listening to Absolute Radio Fish Along.
It's worked for me.
That's Simple Minds.
Yeah.
It's 7:38. Let's cast. they're also thinking there could be a bit of Otis Redding.
Of course.
Oh, that's a great tune.
The ultimate fisherman's anthem,
You know, I've never fished in my life.
No.
I fed piranhas.
Oh, okay.
That's a story for another time. But I've never fished. I've been nibbled in my private areas by a stingray.
Oh, right. Wow.
Again, a story for another time, but I've never fished. DNCE, Cake by the Ocean.
Okay. Oh, right. Wow.
It's Cliff and Jay.
That's nice.
Get the net, Jay. Okay, Cliff.
And away.
You could say these songs have got great hooks.
Oh,
yes.
Well done, Anna.
Lovely stuff.
Nice. You can have that, Cliff and Jay. You got a scriptwriter thrown in as well. So the reason I mentioned I may have done those things, the piranhas thing, the stingray thing, but I've never fished, is because I actually really like this as an idea.
Yeah.
I really like the Paul Mortimer, Paul Whitehouse, Bob Mortimer show that you introduced me to. And I like the idea of Cliff and Jay.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing about fishing, I find it quite smelly with all the sort of fish guts and maggots everywhere. But you won't have that because it's on the radio. So you won't be able to have the horrible smells, but you'll still be able to enjoy the fishing.
You can't smell the maggots through your smart speaker. That's another advantage. So we're putting you in the maybe pile, guys. Congratulations.
The Dave Berry Breakfast for Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So I'd start with an apology to anybody, particularly the father and his two sons, his two young sons, on the 1349 train, the EMR train from Chesterfield to London. I done one of my Mission Impossibles where I get the train up to Chesterfield, I scoop my daughter from her grandparents, and then I bring her straight back
switch
to London. Switch
back,
onto platform two, straight back. Now, obviously, you have to ask when you have a five-year-old, do you need to use the loo? We got on the train.
Yeah.
Evie did need to use the loo. And it was one of those big EMR train loos where they have the kind of half-moon sliding door.
Futuristic.
Really futuristic,
high-end.
So the thing you need to know, so many of you will be au fait with these already. There'll be some who don't know what I'm talking about. But basically, there's this big half-sliding door that goes all the way across. And there's the buttons that are displayed on the outside. There's open.
Mm-hmm.
So you press open, and if not, there's someone, it's in use. It's got a red lock. So we were standing outside because someone was using it. And then the door went and started to open like this. And I thought, and the person came out. We went in. So when you go inside, the buttons that are displayed are closed.
Yes.
You press that and the door goes and it closes behind you. Then there's lock.
Yes.
So you go.
That's the key one. That's the crucial one.
And you're locked in.
Yeah.
So you know I am safe.
Yeah.
you know, in my Oculus, my Lou Oculus, I'm here and we're safe and it's fine and we're locked and we're not, there's no danger of any accidental nudity here. It's fine.
Yes.
It's fine. So I help Evie do her thing. And then I stand Evie over here in this big loo, and I start to do my thing. Now, here's the thing you need to know if you don't already. You do not have to press the lock button to unlock the door before pressing the open button.
Oh.
For some strange reason, even though this travelling loo is sent from the future, they hadn't thought that a five-year-old is obviously going to press the big glowing button in green that says open.
Oh,
so Evie opened it and the door went... and there I was. My pants and trousers round my ankles having a wee.
That's how you do it.
That's how I do it. Right. Isn't that how we all do it, isn't it? There's dad, two sons there.
Everyone could see.
Accidentally naked.
Yeah, because the whole carriage gets to see, don't
they? Yeah. And you can't even close it quickly, can you?
Yeah. No, you Anna, you've been there. You know what I'm talking about.
Close the door, Evie. Yeah. No!
But daddy!
You have to, like, stop, waddle over to the button.
Like a penguin,
awful.
Penguin my way over to the door button. Anyway, so, well, you know, what can you do? I'm accidentally naked. You should have seen the look on the face of the person pushing a buffet car.
Yeah.
That will stalk my nightmares for years to come. So, as I say, apologies to anybody on the 1349 EMR train from Chesterfield to London. You saw a little more of me than I wanted to give away. Not going to lie. So when have you, yes, you out there, been accidentally naked?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Just moments ago here on The Breakfast Show, I offered up an apology to those passengers aboard the 1349 on the EMR train from Chesterfield to London because my daughter pressed the open loo door button without my knowledge, and I expose myself to a father and his two young sons. So we're asking for another reason to make me feel better about myself. When have you been accidentally naked? And joining us right now in Margate is Lynn. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome along to the show. So your exposure takes place on an ice rink.
It was a roller skating rink.
Okay. When you said skate rink, my mind just went to the blades.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't possibly do that.
Okay, so you're on a roller skating rink. Who are you with?
I'm with my best friend and our two partners back at the time, yeah.
Okay, so tell us what happened. How did you become accidentally naked on a roller rink?
Gingerly finding my way around, my friend decided to come up behind me, went to go between my legs, grabbed my sweatshirt either side, and as she fell, pulled my sweatshirt over my head and exposed my upper body to the entire dads in the gallery watching their children.
Wow. Oh, Lynn. So
I know. It was 20 years ago and I've never lived it down.
Right. I've never skated again.
And I haven't, actually. I haven't moved towns.
Yeah. You moved.
I moved, but not because of that, but, you know, it was a good reason.
Yeah, that was as good a reason as any. I mean, I'm never going to get on a train again, let me tell you that, Lynn. So did your friend apologise? I imagine you say you were gingerly making your way around the skating rink. You're not a professional skater.
Absolutely.
It must
not
be very difficult to be on, eight wheels whilst trying to put yourself away.
Incredibly, yes. It was like something out of a film.
Like a Carry-On movie?
Carry on,
yeah. Yes, a very poorly made one.
Lynn, thank you very much indeed for telling us your tale and for tuning into the show. Have a great weekend ahead.
And you, thank you.
Nice one. Cheers, Lynn.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're dedicating part of the show to talking about when you've been accidentally naked, because I was on the 1349 from Chesterfield to London on Wednesday afternoon. Mark in Wares got in touch saying, "Hi, Dave. I was working for a fairly well-known hi-fi store and I'd been out the night before and sofa surfed at a friend's. Slightly hungover, I decided to go commando and went into work feeling pretty exposed and fragile. We had a delivery and I had to climb onto the tailgate of the delivery van. When I did, I split my trousers from the back waistband to the front fly. Oof. Saturday morning, Croydon High Street, with everything on display, whilst I carried a set of speakers back into the shop. and with a hangover as well.
Amazing.
Mark, thank you very much indeed for sharing. Right now in Teesside on line one, we have Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. So, Lauren, your text grabbed my attention because it starts with the words amateur dramatics. So, tell us what happened on stage that fateful day.
So, it was a panto day. We were doing Aladdin. We were all ready to go on stage for our dance number. And in the middle of the dance number, I was close to the set and my skirt got caught on a stray nail, causing a massive rip in the back of my skirt.
Oh, no. What were you... I mean, were you... Was it a family-friendly tear, if you know what I mean, Lauren?
Absolutely not. My entire bum was exposed and I didn't have the right underwear on at all. It was possibly the smallest set of underwear that I've ever worn in my life.
OK, Lauren, so this was a panto. Were people yelling, it's behind you? Were they saying...
Oh, absolutely, and I've never lived it down.
Oh, well, I mean, we've just heard from listener Lynn who said she had to move town. I mean, did you have to move town?
Oh, absolutely not. I've owned this. And I went back to do Amdram after that.
You simply must keep the arts alive.
You simply must.
How many people were in the audience that day, Lauren?
Probably about 150.
Oh, OK. Aww. Now, this is why we did this, to make me feel better about myself. A father and his two sons seeing me exposed on the train is nothing compared to the panto of Aladdin in front of 150 people and, quote-unquote, the smallest underwear known to man. Lauren, thank you very much indeed for sharing for the group. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
Nice one, Lauren.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Come along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where as it's Friday, let's take a look ahead to next week, shall we? Where once again, we're teaming up with our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix to give away a £10,000 Wix fix as we crown the Tradesperson of the Year. It's true.
What a moment.
I'm really excited about it. It's a big deal. Head online right now to the website absoluteradio.co.uk, then it's /win to nominate that extra special tradesperson in your life. Now, you can, of course, nominate yourself if you want to be that person, but maybe it's a partner, a friend, a family member, or what I'd really love, but it doesn't have to be this, but maybe you're just a grateful client. Maybe somebody has popped round on Christmas Eve to fix the boiler so you could be cosy at Christmas. You know, maybe that happened. Are they the professional that just does it for you? Well, tell us why, as I say, on the website, and they could be winning £10,000. And the cherry atop the cake...
What a cherry this
is. This year, a little different. I gave him a call. He's well up for it because he is Wix's well-being ambassador. Jeff Brazier is going to deliver the prize by hand next Friday, live on The Breakfast
it's
Show.
It's really happening.
That is happening. So, Jeff Brazier, popping round to your house and £10,000 for the Tradesperson of the Year. Tell us who you believe it should be on the website. And I'm so pleased to say that Jeff is going to be joining us here on The Breakfast Show next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as I just announced, next week, exciting times are ahead because we're going to be giving away a £10,000 Wix fix to the newly crowned Tradesperson of the Year. And the well-being ambassador for Wix, Jeff Brazier, a dear friend of the show, an all-round top guy, will be hand-delivering the prize on Friday, live on this very breakfast show. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show Jeff Brazier, everyone. Hi. Morning, Jeff.
Dave, how's it going?
Very good, my friend. How are you?
So I'm excited about this. So I'm excited about the new year generally, but, you know, visiting someone on a Friday, giving them, sort of bringing them some good news, especially when it's on recommendation of either a customer or a friend, you know, they're going to be delighted with it, aren't they?
Well, that's right, Jeff. I wondered what the techers was. I mean, what do you do here? Do you, before we announce the winner live on The Breakfast Show, are you going to be crouched hidden behind a car, a parked car on their street so they can't see you, so you don't spoil the surprise? What are you going to be doing, Jeff?
Well, look, they're not going to expect it, I'm guessing, but we probably need to make sure they're in, because we wouldn't want to send me all over the country to get a blank. You know, these people are likely to be out of work. So, all I really expect, and people please do note this, is that there needs to be a kettle boiled and a cup of tea made. and preferably a biscuit. And then I personally am happy, but to share in someone's delight, you know, and the fact that their bank account will get slightly bigger on that occasion, courtesy of Wix, you know, that'll do me.
Well, that's lovely, Jeff. And you're right, you do need to be in. If you enter to nominate the Tradesperson of the Year, they have to be in, because we don't want Jeff Brazier stood at a doorstep with a Ring doorbell going, just leave it by the bins, mate. You know what I mean? We don't want that happening. You've got to get the guy in there. So you'd like a cup of tea. Jeff, how do you take your tea? Let's get that out of the way nice and early.
Well, it'll be just typical standard builders, really. I want a mug. Don't worry about the teapot. I've not got any time for that. brown sugar, actually. I've developed some bit of, maybe coconut sugar or agave. I don't think everyone...
Oh, Jeff Brazier! Oh, I can't believe it!
It's not standard procedure, I know. But don't worry, I'll have a peppermint tea if not.
Oh, I love it. Wow. I love how impressed Matt Dyson was by brown sugar.
Yeah. Demerara!
It's not like the Ritz, Matt, but yeah, I get what you're saying. So, Jeff, if you were to nominate, like, a Tradesperson of the Year from your own life, who would it be?
Easy. It's got to be the old man, okay? So when I moved into this house that I live in a year ago, he came and built a garden room in the bottom of the garden. Imagine it if you will. It's a shed on one side. It's got bifolds to the left, and it's a lovely room where we can go and enjoy ourselves in. Now, listen, he didn't take a penny from me, Dave. He refused it. I offered him a million times. So in order to try and compensate him for his time and hard work, I bought him some Tottenham Hotspur season tickets. Now, ordinarily, that would have been like penalising him for something. However, on this season, it's actually a good time to frequent the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So, yeah, it worked out well.
That's not... You're right, Jeff. Ange Ball tickets are different tickets to previous seasons at Spurs tickets, aren't they?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's good to watch. So, yeah, he's a happy chap. And, no, it's nice to compensate him for his work. And I'm sure many nominees listening out there will feel like they want to do the same.
Jeff, look, let me ask you, you're moving on. You were brilliant as a guest on my Dad Pod podcast. And, you know, you've spent a lot of time kind of in the wellness space, so much so that you are Wix's wellbeing ambassador. Can you tell us a bit about that, what that entails?
Absolutely. Well, it's an absolute privilege for starters. Wix is obviously a huge, huge business. It employs thousands and thousands of individuals, and it has every intention of looking out for those individuals instead of just employing them. It's how can we make them happier? How can we help them with their well-being? And I love that approach, so I wanted to be a part of it. They firstly teamed up with me on a mental health podcast, which was particularly good. I work with branches, departments, particularly the customer services department, because you can imagine that they take a huge amount of calls every day, and some of them, you know, customers not happy necessarily. How does that impact that individual that receives the call? I work with individuals as a one-to-one, you know, from a coaching perspective. And look, we do a lot of Q&A panels. We do a lot of content that tries to just communicate, really, the tools that are available to all of us so that we can navigate all of the challenges that life entails. But most importantly, I'm also one of their customers. I've got one right around the corner. Never let me down.
Oh, well, that's great work, Jeff. Listen, finally, before I let you get about your day, we've got to talk about your son, Bobby, a runner-up on Strictly. Has he become insufferable dancing around the kitchen? Is he outdoing his old man? Is he showing you how it's done?
His confidence is far too high at the moment, and he's coming for me at every opportunity. It's really interesting, Dave. There's a time, and I think a lot of parents of older kids will testify that there's a passing over of the baton. So, look, when it comes to dancing, if I try and dance in the kitchen, I'm going to get heckled. Whereas, like, Bob comes in with his suave hips and his moves and his slick hairstyle, and the kids can do no wrong, and it's really infuriating.
Okay. Well, it's time for you to retire down to the bottom of the garden for a green tea, Jeff. I think that's what Bobby's telling you, right?
Nicely done.
Mate, great having you on the show. It's always nice to talk with you, Jeff, and send our love to the family, and we'll speak to you again this time next week when you'll be giving the Tradesperson of the Year £10,000. Give it up for our friend Jeff Brazier. Cheers, Jeff.
Exciting times. Cheers, Dave.
Nice one, my friend. So you can enter for your tradesperson of the year on our website, absoluteradio.co.uk/win.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does an opportunity for that man to get back up on his soapbox and bring us the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
It's a bonus tidbit for the water cooler, Matt. What you got?
It's a big viral clip that we haven't had time for on the show this week, but it's a cheese-based bargain from Aldi. You may have seen this. It's a guy called Blair in Kirkcaldy who got a surprise bag. They're called a grocery surprise bag. You get them for £3.30, and basically, whatever's close to its use-by date to Aldi, they fill the bag with
that.
It's
a brilliant idea.
So you never know what you're going to get, but you pay £3.30, you take your chance.
Yeah.
It's
affordable. It's exciting.
And it's reusing surplus food. It's very important. But sometimes, it turns out, you get a huge haul. Okay. So I'll let Blair explain in his video clip.
So here is the too good to go haul.
Yeah.
We've got a nice Korean style barbecue beef.
Fairly normal.
What else did we get? Oh, we got 36 blocks of cheese.
Oh, we got 36
blocks of cheese.
It's amazing.
What size is the cheese?
They're sort of like semi-miniature. They're Christmas-themed, like Christmas tree shaped in wax.
Wow.
And there are circular ones. There are star ones. The whole cardboard box full of cheese.
36.
For just £3.30. I don't know if you can get seasonal bargains there or if it's some kind of mistake.
Surely they should be spreading the cheese out. Yeah. Who's ever in charge of the dairy section needs to sort their life out.
I just love the delight in his voice.
I'm so pleased for it.
The dairy delivery. It's amazing. I'll share the video so you can have a look at it for yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it for your Friday morning and indeed another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. This is the week I came back from my extra long Christmas break and it has been just wonderful to be in this seat again. You guys have been absolutely incredible. If anything, you've overshared.
Yeah.
But that's what this is all about.
Corners we've had this week, haven't we?
Just incredible. And the whole week's worth of the show lives on in podcast form. Mondays was called... I've just remembered what it was called.
Yeah.
It was called Nebraska.
A celebration of your appearance on The Weakest Link.
Yeah, in case you missed it, here's me getting maths wrong.
Bang. In maths, what is 100 minus 49?
59.
49. 59.
You know, the hype beast Womble, before we came on air this morning, he said, I put that question to my daughter, Lulu, who is 6 years old.
Yeah.
And she got it right.
She got it right straight away,
Anyway, Tuesdays was called Cancel Us Now. I want to be cancelled.
Oh, that's when I touched my belly button in front of you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't want to be on air anymore after that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Wednesdays, we followed on nicely with Matt's mother-in-law avoiding the plug hole bit.
That was Christine watching Saltburn, yes.
Yesterday's podcast was named Martin Clunes on Your Favourite Leg.
An amazing caller from Burnley with his leg of favourite.
And today's pod will be named Accidentally Naked on the 1349 from Chesterfield.
You on the train.
Me on the train. So as I say, all available wherever you do your pod dealings. On the way next, the details you're going to need to enter Make Me a Winner, which could see you win £60,000 in time for the weekend. As for us, we'll be back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained, enjoy your weekends. Arrivederci.